Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk this morning, coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm very happy to be joined by Chris Kavanagh, who's the general manager of My Roost, Cleveland, and Detroit. Chris, well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ed, and I appreciate it. And I'm very welcome to be here with you. That's amazing. I'm glad that you're here in Cleveland.
Yeah, and of course, I came over on the new direct flight with Aer Lingus from Dublin to Cleveland.
It's amazing.
Which started in May. And it's one of the most busiest performing routes
that
Aer Lingus actually have already. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. We love it.
The My Roost concept, Chris, is really interesting, right? Like, I'm staying here for a few days and it is a fully equipped, very luxurious, high-end, I would say, apartment, and right in the center of Cleveland. And there is nothing that you haven't thought of here in the apartment. It's full-on sort of digital nomad living, isn't it?
It is. Exactly right. And you described it very well, Ed. This is a full-on apartment. We have full kitchens, full living rooms, bedrooms, so you name it. And we're actually located within the May Company building. So this is an old department store that got renovated a few years back. And we have fully furnished apartments, which were in the Roost apartments. And we also have unfurnished apartments in the building too. So you get all the amenities of apartment living plus a hotel stay. So it's amazing.
And the My Roost concept, you're actually, just to give a little bit of history and background, you're actually all over America, aren't you?
We are. So we're actually here in Cleveland, Detroit. We have three locations in Philadelphia, and we're adding another one, Baltimore and Tampa.
Wow. So Detroit, of course, is only just like, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours drive from here?
It is, especially if you're going just over the speed limit like I usually do.
Very good. And of course, you can fly as well. It's very, you can actually fly.
Yeah,
it's a short hop.
Very convenient. Very convenient flights and drives right up to Detroit.
And you have, it's not just the concept of the accommodation, but you have restaurants as well. You have a new restaurant opening in Detroit.
We do. So yeah, in Detroit, we're located in the Book Tower. It's downtown Detroit. Also a great building. The Book Tower used to be office building and it was abandoned for a number of years. The same owner, Dan Gilbert, who owns a May Company building here, part of the Bedrock team, they rejuvenated that whole downtown area in Detroit and especially the Book Tower. So it's beautiful lobby, beautiful architecture. We're going to have 7 food and beverage outlets, including our event space in Detroit.
Wow. And is it a relatively new concept? Because I actually hadn't heard of My Roost until I was actually planning my trip. And I thought, wow, that's going to really suit exactly, you know, a working kind of holiday. It was perfect for me. It's a kind of new concept, is it?
Yeah, I would say it's a newer concept. But I think the way of how everyone likes to travel nowadays, it is right in that focal point of what we as travelers like to do. We want to come and we want to feel at home. So when you come to a Roost location, you're going to have all the luxuries of home, plus, you know, those nice amenities of a hotel.
And I was chatting to you earlier, of course, about the eclipse. You're in the path of totality here April, the 8th of April.
Super exciting.
Yeah, isn't it? That's really an amazing, a total solar eclipse happening here next year.
Yeah, that's going to be great and, you know, great for the city and just amazing for, you know, humankind just to see something like this, you know.
I'm only here a few days. I had a tour this morning of Playhouse Square with Craig. It is the West End here. I love to travel to places, Chris, and not really do too much research before I go there but I'm really getting the wow factor here. The architecture is amazing. Yeah. Of course, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be going to see that as well. Cleveland has a huge rock and roll connection, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. Alan Freed coined that term. He was a DJ here in Cleveland and he coined that term. So it was pretty neat. And, you know, the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which you're going to later on today, I think you're just going to be blown away and, you know, bring back a lot of memories.
For people, I suppose, Cleveland, for me, it was, you know, people go, oh, New York, Chicago, da, da. But it's wonderful to come to a city and discover, as I said, like the theater, the scene here, the food scene.
Yeah.
You've got beautiful parks, lake. You're on this amazing lake here,
yes,
the shore of Lake Erie. It's great to discover new places.
Yeah, the water from downtown right here, you have the Lake Erie, you have the river systems that are going through it. There's a lot of cool little bars, restaurants that you can just actually sit out and watch the barges go through the rivers. It's pretty neat. And we're centrally located, especially the Roost location is right across street from where the Cleveland Cavaliers play. We're about a block away from the Cleveland Guardians, our baseball team, and the Cleveland Browns, our football team, is American football team, is about a 20-minute walk from here. So you get to experience a lot of sports. You have the museums all nearby. It's really exciting area.
Yeah, we had Notre Dame over recently. I think half of America was in Ireland, right? It was like 43,000, more than the D-Day landing, Chris. But baseball, I must say, I put my hands up. I understand baseball a sure. lot easier than I do American football. I'm still working okay. on but I love, you've got the baseball here as well.
Yeah, baseball, the Cleveland Guardians are a great team. It's really fun just to watch. And I know that's a lot of people when they come to, you know, Cleveland, they like to do the trifecta. Especially, you know, if Cleveland's doing well, you know, get to see like the football, baseball, and basketball. You know, it's an exciting time.
Yeah. So for you, for somebody who hasn't been here before, what would your sort of Chris's sort of, you know, top five or top 10 sort of sure. don't miss this?
Well, you know, number one, I think you're definitely going to want to stop at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's amazing. You know, the Playhouse District, like you mentioned, I think that's exciting. If you're able to stop in, see a play, see something, just outside of New York, this is one of the largest Playhouse districts in the U.S. So you're going to really enjoy that. If you're here in the summer and you're able to get down by the water, you know, either whether it's sitting out by a bar and watching the barges go through the rivers, that's always fun. And there's a lot of other cool things to do.
One here. Thing I was in the arcade today. I thought it was amazing. In Prague or Vienna somewhere. Yeah. The Playhouse, by the way, that you meant 12 theaters. Like, wow, incredible. Emily was telling me earlier that the Christmas here is yes. phenomenal.
Oh, I mean, amazing.
You have the big tree. And for people that maybe don't like the hectic craziness of one of the bigger cities, I can imagine Christmas here is just amazing.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, the great thing is with us, for Roost, we are just outside of the public square. And that's where that large tree is that you mentioned. They have a nice ice skating rink that they put out. There's a movie called Christmas Story. I'm sure you probably heard of it before.
Yes, I know.
And yep. the department store is right here, right next to us. That was in the movie. So that's always exciting, too, to see.
Brilliant. And I think as well, for people when they come here, the other, for me as well, I'm meeting a guy from NASA. We're going to chat about the Science Museum, the Natural History Museum. Yes. It looks amazing as well. So yes. I'm going to be really enjoying that. There's a lot to do. For people that want kind of information, for people that want to come here, Chris, do you do like different like short stays, like longer stays?
Yeah.
So I could stay here for a month. I'd be delighted.
We have guests that stay here for months on end. And that's the beauty of our property is that you can stay for months or you can just stay for a night, depending on what you need. And, you know, you still get to enjoy all of our amenities here. So it's perfect for everyone.
What's your website for people when they want to go and have a look?
Sure. So our website is myroost.com. You can select your destination, Cleveland, Detroit, Tampa, Baltimore, and Philly. So, you know, myroost.com is our
Brilliant.
Is our website.
And there's still a few, you still might have one or two units available for this solar eclipse. We're not sure.
We might have a couple already.
Okay, Chris. Chris Kavanagh, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much,
Ed. And thanks a million for your wonderful hospitality.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic. Unstoppable. Unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.